Blog Talk Radio.
Premature ejaculation, abortion, Irishmen who drink, breastfeeding and farts.
Go!
Hello. I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Live Cast. Lamb of God was banned from performing in Malaysia this week. I wonder who pushed them into that decision. Get it? Because of that guy who killed. Here's the show.
Chuck Landington could not let it go.
Rob, are you going to correct him that it was allegedly killed and not killed?
Well, he did not kill her. He was not guilty.
No.
Well, OJ was not guilty also.
Well, so, legally, he did not kill.
No.
But Malaysia legally, doesn't have OJ performing either. So.
That's incorrect. Yeah. Legally, he was not liable for the death. That doesn't mean he didn't kill him.
Oh, fair enough.
He just didn't have enough proof.
I don't think it was in dispute that he killed him.
He was found guilty in the civil suit.
Well, I don't
know. Oh, are we talking about OJ or Randy Blythe?
Same thing. Same thing, really.
No, it wasn't in dispute that he killed him. It was just not intentional and was an accident.
I thought. Isn't
same that hand, different glove.
Okay. Or speaking of gloves.
That's a good album title. I like that. Same hand, different glove.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
I'm glove of love.
Mm. What?
Why do I do something?
I'm slightly out of it. I just had Polish food in Greenpoint.
Mm. Oh, and the source.
Give a plug.
I bet you had kielbasa.
Let me look it up. I can't pronounce
that's
the name.
That's a drop, by the way.
I actually did not have kielbasa. Just because I've been having so much kielbasa lately.
Really?
That if I'm going to go to this place, let me do something else. So I got a pork chop in a crepe wrap,
boneless.
Which is
I love bujanina.
Was that a bujanina?
It was not a bujanina, but bujanina is.
I love bujanina.
Bujanina is smoked pork.
It's usually a cold cut.
So but it was insane. But not only that, but I had I had a borscht. I had pierogies.
Oh my God.
I had two different types of pierogies.
Go on.
For the appetizer, I had the meat pierogies boiled. And then for a dessert, I had sweet cheese pierogies fried.
Sweet cheese.
Basically, I couldn't move. I don't know how I made it back.
My favorite thing to get when I go to a Polish restaurant is bigos. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
What is that?
I've had that.
Bigos?
It's like a stew kind of deal.
yeah. Bigos. It's kind of sauerkraut with meat, sausage.
My mom would make that all the time.
They give you these big dumplings. Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's really good. Beef stroganoff, that's my jam.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I actually went to one of those Russian delis around my neighborhood today, and I go in, and this was probably 12 in the afternoon.
Where was it, on King's Highway?
Avenue M. Oh. So I go in, and they're like... There's one case with the cold cuts and all this, and then there's another case with meats, meatballs and delicious, and I'm looking at that case.
Oh, hot food.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right, I want some of this and some of this, and this poor woman behind the counter, she goes to me, she looks around, she goes, not fresh.
God.
And she puts her hand to her lips not fresh. I tell you.
Wow.
She likes me. I go in there all the time.
Can
you
imagine how... Not fresh in the for her to be don't want this.
I think it's just they put the yesterday's food out for dumb people, but she likes me, so she gave me the heads up. Not fresh.
I think that should be our episode title.
Not a bad idea. But how do you put the accent into the text?
And the O with the accent on it? Not fresh.
Burger King.
Was there any seafood in that case, or just meat?
Yeah, no fish. There was the fish is with the head. With the head still on.
Yeah,
the whole fish.
The smoked trout, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I think it was a sea bass, actually.
Oh.
Was the store right next to Amazing Savings?
No.
There's always an Amazing Savings next door in South Brooklyn.
See, that's there's funny. More than one. No, we were talking
I thought
about
it was the only one.
No.
She'd been planning to work that in somehow all day.
You gave it to me right away, Darren.
Amazing Savings is a store that
a superstore.
They get these like old lots of products that are like defective and not usable.
It's basically a 99-cent store.
Yeah, and they,
no,
and they,
but it's
but
like
they
a,
mark it
a
up
big
and
one.
They act like it's a real supermarket.
Well,
it's a high-end 99-cent store.
I totally forgot about that store, and then my dad, like we were talking, I was telling him about how we always joke about Jerusalem. To pizza, and then we started talking about the old neighborhood, and he was telling, and then he brought up Amazing Savings, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to tell Darren about that.
Grindelcore Luigi says Nut Fresh was Rob's favorite cologne.
What?
Now you use the body wash.
Not fresh body wash. Yeah.
But that same old Russian lady, like before, she always makes conversation with me.
Oh.
And no. She's like my mom. She tries to hook me up with women. Like the other day, I was in there, and there was this old, like 45-year-old Russian woman.
Oh no!
And shopping, she's ahead of me in line. She leaves, and then the woman goes,
"Not fresh, not fresh.
Not talk to here." No. The opposite. She goes. She walks out the door, and she looks at me, and she just goes, "Single." Single.
Wow.
I'm like, I have a girlfriend. Stop.
It's like Rob's mom. Trying to hook you up.
Yeah.
Does she still try to hook you up with people?
Oh, no, I mean like. She's backed off, but that's definitely with me and my sister. Whenever it's like, with my
sister had some dude.
No, she's currently single.
What happened?
Single.
What happened?
She hasn't been in a relationship for a while now.
Okay, well, what happened?
Your sister?
Well, I don't want to.
What's the last?
Put her on blast.
Put
her on blast.
I don't want to do that.
Did she end it or
was there some drama? Or
there was some drama.
Oh, I give
it.
Did you like him or not?
No, I didn't like him.
So then you're relieved that she's out of the
business. Oh, very relieved. Okay. He was like a dumb Russian jock. Like, I remember we hung out and I was like...
Did he spend a lot of his time at the billiards?
Yes, in fact.
He was not fresh.
He was not fresh. He was not fresh at all.
Is that what it broke?
Whatever. I don't care.
Did he take her on a romantic new tours trip?
To Amazing Savings.
No,
J2. They had lunch at J2.
The moment I knew he wasn't right for her was when he said that Dane Cook was his favorite comedian.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Of all the people? You're done.
Dane Cook's another one that's with the atheism. Atheists are bad and all
He's
that.
He's religious,
shit.
Yeah. That's he found God.
Perfect.
What was that bit? He did like a 30-minute bit. What do atheists say when they sneeze? They don't pray to anybody.
Well, that's why I think bless you is absurd. If people get offended if you don't say it. It's like, what does it really mean?
Because every time you sneeze, a demon comes after you.
Right.
You have to say bless you.
That's how it started.
Your heart stops when you sneeze.
I just say shut up. Like, quit making noise.
Yeah, go to hell.
Yeah.
I used to say go to hell.
Go to hell.
Funnier.
Say gesundheit. Or salud.
Our phone number here is 646-929.
That's not part of it. That's the hyphen.
1357.
So finish the story about your sister's breakup.
Oh, he cheated on her.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
With like some biksa.
That he met at the billiards?
That he met at the billiards.
Why would you go out and get the professorska when you have the cow at home?
Call Rob's sister a cow?
No, it's just a saint, Sid. Come on.
Come on.
Sister's a lovely young woman.
I mean, this is a while ago, but whatever.
Is she okay? Did she cry? Was there...
She made it out okay.
Drunken.
She's doing better.
She's better
now.
Off.
Yeah.
Did she realize that she was better off?
Yeah. She realized, like, she saw the mistakes that she made in the relationship.
That's
she was,
good.
Like, clingy and, you know, like.
How did she find out that he cheated? Did he tell her? Or was there detective
No,
work?
I think.
She walked by Tatiana Cafe.
Nobody gets these references.
I don't care.
Okay.
Champion 95 wants to know, did he break up with her by singing Goodbye by Danny?
No. I think what it was the girl he was cheating on her with had a boyfriend, and the boyfriend found out, and he told her.
So why isn't your sister with this boyfriend now?
What?
United by fate.
No.
She needs to not
date Russian people.
Yeah,
I was just going to say that. I was going to tell her. Like,
get
that
some
was,
Puerto Rican.
My main advice to her was, like, all of your boyfriends were just Russian guys from the neighborhood. Go, like, hang out with somebody that does not live here, that had... a totally different upbringing than you, so you could learn something.
Oh, that's good advice.
Like different ways to fuck? What is she going to learn? What are you implying?
I'm pretty sure she's fine at that.
Oh, whoa! Bombshell!
Well, clearly not if the dude's cheating on her.
Oh,
so?
God.
No.
What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything.
It means that it just
bored.
Says that he's a jerk. That's all.
Or maybe she's a jerk and she drove him to someone else.
Sure.
We don't know.
She is kind of bitchy.
Call this guy up. Do you have his number?
I have no contact with him.
Can you text your sister and ask her for his phone number?
We have his website, www.piercingmetal.com.
Yeah, right.
We can send him an email.
No, he was just totally one of those, like, Russian jock dudes.
From
Wimmick. Like, he had, like, the sweatsuit, the velour pants, and the wife beater, Igor.
Oh, my God.
Igor.
Shankletown brings up a good point. Rob's sister needs to stop dating cheap Jew Russia.
Shit, very, very accurate. Although I don't think he was Jewish. I think he was a Russian Orthodox.
Cheap Jew Russia.
You want to hook Shankletown up with your sister?
They're about the same age.
He's
right?
Gainfully employed.
No.
He grew up in a different side of Brooklyn.
Yeah, and he is not game. He works freelance for.
But he
Nick
works.
Lally.
He does something. He's not at a pool hall all the time.
He lives in Greenpoint.
None of those Daily Disturbance videos are of Shankletown in a pool hall. So there you go. Already won.
And he doesn't own any velour pants that I know.
No, he probably does.
Let's be honest.
There's not many kinds of pants.
Or
that
a Fila jumpsuit.
Yeah.
He probably has that.
He mostly hangs out in the sweatpant aisle.
Does he do anything, though, besides the like entertainment type things that he does?
I'm sure there's a lot of nights spent at home crying.
Oh.
Questioning certain choices.
You
Is that what you meant?
No, I meant like an actual job. I don't think you can get paid doing that.
He's a professional entertainer in Man About Town. And he tweets a lot about food.
Does he?
Yes.
I don't follow
most
him.
Of his tweets, he's veering very much into like Jim Gaffigan territory.
Well, let's be honest, that's his life.
It's like food. We got one fat blonde guy who jokes about food. It's enough. Shankletown, find a different lane.
Dare you say that about Noah?
Come on.
What? I missed it.
Well, there's only one blonde here. I mean, she's not fat or,
Jim
or a man. Oh, okay.
I'm not blonde.
I thought you said here.
No. I just meant in comedy.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Sid is a blonde.
Yeah,
what?
Kind of are.
You're
dirty
light
blonde.
Brown.
You're a dirty blonde.
I suppose. That's because I don't wash.
You're a little bit of a ditz.
Yeah. I'm actually albino. This is all just Phil.
Shankletown claims he's not fat. He's down to 174.
But he's 4'3". So, still pretty portly.
Why do we keep ripping him apart?
Oh,
he's
a funny guy.
You only roast the ones you love or tolerate.
He rips the shit out of us, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Constantly. Anytime we do a bit. Is this still going on? Yeah. Jesus, it's like after 2 minutes.
So he deserves it.
It's okay. We don't have to think about his feelings.
No.
Does he have them? I don't know.
No.
We don't really have feelings, so I don't know. I just assume other people don't either. And if they do, something's wrong with them.
They're a terrible person.
Yeah. And that doesn't hurt my feelings because I don't have them. See, it's perfect. It's fine.
Okay. It's like a sociopath. You don't have... calmly with talking.
I'm not arguing with that at all.
Anyway.
How was your birthday, Rob?
Oh, my birthday was fabulous. We got very, very high.
Correct.
And... you and Jake brought fantastic weed in well-rolled joints.
That was my dad's weed.
He is a wonderful marijuana grower. or whatever.
Can't take credit for it.
I don't know if you want to reveal how much you have, but Jake, during the party, said how much he had, and I've never seen Noah's eyes light up so quick. Yeah. She was like, wait, what?
I didn't realize there was so much.
You fell in love all over again.
And then, like, all of a sudden, my mind just trailed off to, like, just having, like, a vault full of weed and just, like, swimming in it.
That's my inheritance, baby.
Yeah,
better.
Like, weed.
Better enjoy it.
I'm going to be so burnt in a month. I won't even be able to put sentences together.
In a month? What are you now?
I think I'm okay now.
Did you smoke today?
No, not yet.
Oh, that's your problem.
We can right now.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
Music break.
I mean, I'm already pretty high. But, yeah.
From food, not from marijuana.
Yeah, just from
oh, that sour cream.
Ah, well, the borscht. How do you have borscht without sour cream?
I don't think I've ever had borscht.
What?
I don't think you've ever had borscht either.
Yeah. What do you mean not for you? It's delicious.
What is it?
It's like beet broth. With
I like beets.
How do you
okay
get
beet
broth, though?
You
boil beets?
Yeah. But then there's like, you boil other things with
they have,
well.
They
like,
put meat in it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. You
ground
put like,
beef.
Yeah.
Ground beef.
Not ground, but like chunks of like lamb. Like
I had it with
shredded.
Ground beef.
Do you boil the lamb?
It's separately. You put it separately and then you combine everything into like almost a stew, but it's more of a soup.
When I had borscht, I had it with, it was like a stuffed pepper with ground beef, but mixed. Like
oh, no, that's something else.
No, but it was beet soup. I mean, it's still
oh,
borscht.
Well, maybe they just put like a stuffed pepper in it. But
no, I mean, I didn't mean it was an actual pepper. I meant it was like the way you eat a stuffed pepper, you know, how it gets all mashed up with the beef and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was like that, but with beets instead of a pepper.
Yeah, it's good. I highly recommend it. And it's like a little sweet.
Yeah.
I don't like mixing the sweet and the salty. We've gone over this. You had me, you lost me.
All right. You should give it a shot, though. You're an adult.
I just
try
I
everything
grew
once.
Up with my
try everything once.
I grew up with my parents eating stuff, and I was just like, all right, this is a thing I'm never going to eat because I see my parents eating it, and it all looks right. Gross, and I don't trust my parents' taste in anything. So
it does look gross.
Borscht,
yeah.
Herring.
Do you like
oh,
liver?
Herring is so good.
Liver?
No.
I'll tell you know what
my
liver
is
so.
I hate liver.
No. You know what I really changed
foie gras.
On?
I'll
is,
get into foie gras, but that's
liver.
Get a little fancy.
Hoity-toity.
Goose liver.
That's basically the same. Yeah.
No, that's completely different. I've had liver before, and I don't like it at all. Foie gras is different because it's like creamier.
I guess.
What are you going to say, Darren?
I was going to say one thing. I couldn't even bring myself to try it. Because of the smell, it was Brussels sprouts.
Oh
so good.
And now I tried it and I love them.
Yeah.
It's all in the way that it's prepared.
Yeah.
But that's just, like, I grew up and that was one of those things where, like, I before even ever being presented with it or eating it, like, cartoons and stuff growing up, that was, like, the go-to disgusting vegetable that people didn't want to eat. So I just assumed it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it smells like a fart from a 400-pound woman on the Q train.
I've
it
never
really
even noticed
stinks.
A bad smell. I've only I've had it prepared with like olive oil and stuff. So by the time like the finished product is in front of me, it just
and it just smells
like
the bowels
oil.
Of an obese yeah. woman. But then it tastes great.
Yeah, I am
gotta
a fan.
Give it a chance.
Brussels sprouts, artichokes, good stuff. Broccoli. I'm a fan of broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
No,
if it's in something like
yeah,
a
the broccoli
dish,
with like
yeah.
garlic sauce. And
if it's the main dish, I can't eat it. You know, if it's just
no,
broccoli.
Just mix it with like Chinese food or whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Vegetables? Anyone? Just going around the table.
I like corn.
Robo?
Brussels sprouts are a favorite. I like green vegetables, green beans, broccoli.
I like balls. That vegetable, too. I never eat the meat.
Yeah,
talking about vegetables, not meat.
Well, you never eat the meat.
Right, so you have to eat the vegetables.
I just want the meat.
Jake, vegetables?
I don't really like a lot of vegetables. I'm kind of a picky eater.
He doesn't like peas.
I don't like peas either.
I fucking hate
they're
peas.
They're a waste of space.
But like every time I even say peas, like he gets...
Thumbs down.
Look at that.
I'm totally leaving. With you, 100%.
Vile food.
And once in a while you order like pasta at an Italian place and they just have peas. Like
yeah,
why? What?
It ruins
what is this
it.
Ad?
It ruins it.
Well, yeah, it's like just another little flavor.
No. Get it the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
it's just a green flavor. Like what flavor
Amen.
Does it have?
I don't know. There's something bitter about it that I don't like.
Never liked
bitter?
Peas.
Yeah.
Huh.
Bums me out that they even exist.
It's okay. They're there. Anything exciting happen in anybody's world this week?
A Chinese boy got his testicle eaten by a monkey.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty. What? That's exciting in everyone's world.
Oh, yeah. You sent me this link.
This happened a couple days ago. And it was awesome. Or speaking for the monkey, I'm assuming the monkey thought it was awesome.
And not so much for the baby, right?
But the baby's still alive. It just has one nut. It doesn't. It's like, how's that different from circumcision? You get your genitals mutilated
it's
at an age
castration.
Where you're too young to remember.
Because you can still use your penis after
you still use that on one ball.
That's taking
the
away a
whole... The monkey didn't eat his dick.
Well, how did he get one ball torn out and like not affect the other?
Well,
wouldn't the other one like
had very small, precise hands?
I don't think comparing it to circumcision is a good example because circumcision is terrible, also.
But I'm just saying it. But that happens.
Right. Sure.
Cry about
but
it.
It's. I think it, you should cry about both.
I think we should laugh at both.
Well,
I'm a more positive person than you for
once. Consider the source. I think the funniest thing about that story is they're doing the news story and they black out the eyes of the Chinese baby.
To protect his innocence.
A Chinese baby. Need to have.
What
that's
are you
racist.
To say,
yeah,
Darren?
I'm saying all babies look alike.
Yeah. Oh, all just babies.
That's like
yeah,
next level
baby.
Babies looking alike.
And then he's Chinese too, so
I have
it's
a
like,
question.
You know.
Did they show the monkey's face, or did they kindly blur that out as well?
They blurred it, but you could tell which monkey it was. It was the one smiling with the yeah, bib.
Are you saying that all monkeys look the same, Sid?
Yes.
How dare you.
Racist.
But like the mom, I guess in this zoo, they just let the monkeys roam free?
But monkeys are generally violent. Was it a chimpanzee?
I think so, right?
Chimpanzees are very violent animals.
And the mom was changing the baby's diaper at the zoo for some reason.
It's
and the monkey
in the
ran
monkey
up.
Pit?
And, no, but there's no monkey pit because there are monkeys just everywhere.
Oh.
It's just, yeah, it was a monkey.
And the monkey ran up and just grabbed off a nut.
Does this video say it? Oh, it's all,
no, it's all in Chinese. Chinese. But then, like, a bystander, like, grabbed the nut back from the monkey.
Oh.
But the monkey then grabbed it back and ate it.
Oh,
yeah. No, this is mine. Now you can't have it.
Now you'll have to reach into my
yeah,
butthole to get it.
Oh, that poor baby.
Well, they have a population problem anyway, so that's, you know.
But this is another Asian delicacy. Who knew? Chinese baby testicles, delicious.
But it's a delicacy for monkeys.
Well,
Chinese monkeys.
Monkeys are similar to humans. I mean, if they like it, we probably
that's
like
true.
It.
They caught on to AIDS before we did, so they're clearly ahead of the times. So I don't know if that was a Chinese monkey, but still.
I like balls.
See?
We're lucky that ball didn't having. Roll out towards Noah's direction.
I would do the same thing that the monkey did.
Maybe that woman was trying to eat the ball and the monkey just took it back. It was quicker.
Did you bring it up for everyone?
Survival of the fittest.
Put that ball on the top of your head now.
Now that monkey's not going to want to eat anything else once he fed Chinese baby balls.
He's full. Well, he's going to be hungry for another ball an hour later, though. That's the problem.
Oh.
Sarah Miss G in that ball.
Many small gonads.
Need some ball with some bok choy on the side.
That for some reason, I'm thinking about that like classiest gentlemanly arrest video. Guy got arrested in Britain a few days ago.
Australia. This is old. This is like from the 80s or something.
Oh, okay. Well.
But it's still hilarious.
Yeah. So just for eluding a check.
Piece.
Yeah.
It's a heavy-set Australian man who apparently would do like a dine-and-dash kind of thing at places. And they caught him at one.
Wait, Australian or Persian?
Australian.
I pay for my food.
I wasn't talking about you. I was just
half
Persian.
Half Persian.
Would you just assure me that I could speak?
You'll sit down inside the car. We're not assuring anything. We're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what?
Come on.
Now he's resisting.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Okay. Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before. Why did you do this to me? For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir.
Wait, so that was the monkey in the pit at the zoo?
The succulent Chinese meal, that's right. I didn't even think that those two tied it together so perfectly.
Hey, your hands off my penis! And my testicles.
Hold on, this is another good line.
Monkey, keep your hands off my testicle.
Oh, yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one.
Judo is what bagels are made of.
Bagels.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? Now, get your hands off.
Why you?
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Why, I order.
This man is mine.
My hero.
How did they get this on video if it was from the 80s?
They went back in time.
No, but
he was being let out of the restaurant and into like the police car or whatever.
So I guess the camera people were there, ready to record, have him mic'd?
You're right, it's fake.
It's a conspiracy.
Succulent Chinese meal. The Chinese restaurant sold him out.
Terrible.
Hey, play that again.
Take your hands off my penis!
Is democracy manifest?
Democracy.
Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
That's not a penis. This is a penis.
Get your hand off my penis! Chap over there.
Crocodile Dundee.
Get your hand off my penis! Get your hand off my penis! Get your hand off my penis! Get your hand off my penis!
Don't
touch
me! We need a remix of this.
Get your hand off my penis!
I love it. Well, hold on. That was fun.
Now I'm hungry for a succulent Chinese meal. These two stories.
Well,
are there succulent Chinese meals?
Damn right.
Sure.
Some Peking duck.
It's succulent.
Yeah, why not? What's your issue with the word succulent? That doesn't mean that it's sucky. It's a compliment.
Sucky.
That's more Vietnamese, but still. Similar enough. According to Darren, their babies all look alike. So.
I didn't see that. How dare you. Anyway, we have some more drops here.
Oh, wow.
I haven't even previewed these. I just opened them. So I don't know if they're good or not, but.
Is this the kid who posted on the Facebook page?
Is he?
Some kid posted on the Facebook page a couple of SoundCloud links to a drop of me and a drop of Rob, and we're talking about blowjobs or something.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Sid and I had an idea for a contest that we should do.
What's that?
Wait, I forgot how you phrased
it. Noah was curious about what all the livecast listeners look like. So I was like, we should have a contest for best looking and worst looking live cast listeners.
No, that's not nice.
Well, not worst looking. I guess you shouldn't do best looking either. This was a terrible idea, Sid.
Why is that not nice? We're mean to them all the time. They like it.
No. No one wants to be.
I bet they do.
No.
I bet they do.
Well, Shanklefown would win that.
Which one? Both?
Definitely not both.
The listener, you mean, or voting on us?
No, we vote on them.
Oh, we vote on them? No, I don't know. I don't want to discourage people from listening by being mean to them and insulting their
looks. But they would be the ones putting it.
It would only be one
nominate
person.
Themselves for either best looking or worst looking.
So it's going to be hot or not, but with us judging?
Lame.
All right. Well, then they don't have profiles on the website anymore, so how can Noah see what everybody looks like?
They can like us on Facebook.
Hey, everybody, just direct message Noah pictures of yourselves. That'll work out great.
I don't know if I really want that.
Email hatemail@metalinjection.net.
And now let's hear some drops.
I like nipples.
I like the way you say that.
I like nipples.
Okay.
And I just can't handle a big, meaty steak. I always want to talk about your cock.
What?
I'm not supposed to show my penis.
This is Dave Mustaine.
Hey, this is my butt and my butt hair, right?
What's the context?
I don't remember
of that?
At all.
But unable to shake the tenacious turd loose from its butt hair dwelling.
Watch UFC 69 only on pay per view.
The Bronx is the home of the Yankees and salsa.
I take the DVDs and I rub them against my balls.
Now I have some Robo.
Cock in my mouth. Cock in my mouth. Does it make your vagina all sticky? I am just on the windmill.
What? This is like a best of episode almost.
Yeah.
I don't like to fuck small infants.
Oh, that's good to know.
I need the meat. I will gladly fuck myself. My mouth would look better with your dick in it.
No! Someone actually did that.
Where was that from?
That was
I fucked myself to HIV.
What?
That's right.
I fucked myself to HIV.
Okay. We got those free t-shirts that said, your mouth would look better with my dick in it, but Rob said it wrong.
Oh, okay.
Well, you have the taste of a black man.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
What?
These are better than the ones we had Rob actually sit down and record to be embarrassing.
Could you play the last one more time?
Sure.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
What the fuck?
Right. We're done with the Rob ones. Now we have.
Oh, thank God.
We have a few couple of Sean ones here.
I shit my penis.
And
only if I get to wear a dildo on my forehead like a rhino.
All right.
And now Shlomo.
Shlomo doing an impression of a typewriter.
And the name of the file is Shlomo Needs to Reboot. Here's Shlomo again.
Nice pun.
Nice pun.
All right, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, two of Sid.
Uh-oh. Give me the meat. I poop so much. I stand by both of those comments.
I got to go for this as
well. You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
Oh, no.
Okay, that was Spanky, by the way, that sent me those. Thank you, Spanky. Really
thanks, Rob's OkCupid profile, by the way.
That's a lot of work, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, especially going back to like the Shlomo episodes.
Mm-hmm.
646-929-1357. That's our phone number. Give us a call if you feel like it. So, Jake, what's been going on in your life lately? You've been doing some mellow, not metal music.
Yeah.
Have you been productible?
I've been very productible. I've been writing an album this past 2 weeks, and I've been actually doing it.
Whoa.
It takes a lot to get going on something like that.
A lot of weed?
Yeah, sometimes.
Is it weird adjusting to not touring, to just being in the same place for 2 weeks?
Yeah, it is. It sucks. I need
what?
To,
what
not,
sucks?
Not being here, but like having to adjust from being, you know, from city to city for 35 days straight and then just sitting still. It's hard. It's a hard adjustment.
So that leads to more pot smoking.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of eating, sometimes walking.
And a lot of sex.
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
Would you like to elaborate?
Gay sex.
No. That's
why
it.
Not?
So, Jake, who are you having sex with?
His music.
Yeah.
His guitar.
Silly. You guys are going on tour pretty soon, right? When's that tour?
That starts in the beginning of October, more or less.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, you better get it in before it's too late.
Oh, no, is no one getting it in?
We've definitely been getting it in.
But you're trying? What do you mean you're trying?
To get as much as I possibly can.
I thought you meant you were trying to get him to have sex with you.
Oh, I don't think I have
she
to try.
She doesn't have to try very hard.
I didn't
right
think
now
so,
on air.
For the show. For the
that'll
show.
Be our music break.
That's so funny that you said that, Sid, because I told Jake, I was like, would you know, like, what if we had sex on the show and we just, like, mic'd it while the guys did the podcast and he thought it was a terrible idea. See, Sid, just said
so wait, while we're talking, you're in the other room with just a mic and you're fucking? Or how would this work?
I don't know. I didn't think at all. But
well, let's think it through. So where would you, would it be here? Like, would you get
would we like
juices on
play?
The control board? Or
no.
Like,
would
no one's a professional.
On the couch.
This table is like about to fall apart. Like any day, this table is going to collapse on us. So not on this table.
So I was going to say, go out with a blaze of glory.
Do it on the balcony.
Let the table have one final moment.
We could have all these mics on it, too.
Yeah, it'll be mic'd really well. We could do, like, surround sound.
Good production.
Yeah.
Just do it on top of Rob.
What?
Rob will say, don't unhand my penis! Get off my penis right now!
Talk about your judo moves.
Can't I just enjoy a succulent Chinese meal?
Two people fucking on top of me?
Grindcore Luigi says, Noah, don't be modest. We all know you like Jake to piss in your asshole.
Oh, wow.
I find
too
that hard.
Far. Too far.
How did he know?
It wasn't exactly piss.
Whoa.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my goodness. PP Best and Live Capsule listeners everywhere. Just
yeah, we turned it X-rayed and
just got confused.
How do you even piss in someone's ass in?
Mm. Yeah.
Well,
you have to be pretty gaping.
Yeah, or yeah, because yeah,
or while you're inserted,
you can't pee when you're like fully hard.
Yeah.
So you'd have to. Yeah.
You can't. Know. It's harder. It's not impossible.
Yeah, I peed with an erection.
Does it go like straight across, or can you still
well,
point
no,
it
you
to
can,
the toilet?
You point,
right.
I mean, point it down.
Yeah,
it's hard.
You got a right angle. It.
Yeah, exactly. You got to lean over the toilet, hover, do a little hovering.
Wow.
Yeah, you never have like
morning wood?
Wood.
No, but that's different than fucking wood.
Is it?
Is it?
It is physically different.
Oh, really? Go on.
Because it's engorged with urine and not blood.
It's a piss boner.
Yeah.
So in the morning,
there's a song. Upright Citizens Brigade did a piss boner song.
All right.
So morning wood has pee in it?
Yeah. I mean, there's blood there too, but it's not. You're not. You don't have an erection from being aroused. It's from having to piss badly.
Oh, wow.
You can't have both?
I guess you could.
Yes, you can.
So greedy.
Then your penis would explode.
Don't touch my morning penis.
What about?
Can't I have a morning boner in peace?
What about when you have a morning boner and you have sex? Then what happens?
Then the pee goes away, and the I don't know. No, oh, I don't know. I'm not going to.
Karen,
what?
You seem to know about this.
Listen,
what
do I look like, Bill Nye? We should ask Bill Nye.
All right.
No, you can still fuck with it. It's just not.
Yeah.
You just come pee?
It's not physical. No, you don't come pee. God, Noah.
So many drops.
This is democracy in action.
We get to decide what we come.
Yeah. You flip the switch, the cum pee switch.
Yeah.
You guys have a switch too?
Yeah. How many penises have you seen?
You have
Noah?
A switch?
I'm starting to believe you're a virgin.
You just keep believing that.
Melting Reality in the chat says, the valve in your vas deferens only opens to one type of liquid at a time.
Mm.
That reminds me of an old joke. I don't know if it's very corny, though. I'm warning you now. What's the difference between a man's genitalia and a woman's genitalia?
What?
There's a vas deferens.
I like it. I like it.
Good one. I like the little sex ed that we're providing for the live.
Did you learn that in hygiene class when you took hygiene?
What, the joke?
Yeah.
No.
Ms.
It's from
Z
some,
told
I saw
you?
It in movies. You know her?
No, Cunningham.
My God.
You had Ms. Z too?
I didn't have her in any classes, but she was.
You
were
Cunningham?
Had set, huh?
You went
yes,
to
I did.
Cunningham
is
a junior high school.
Of you.
And Sid too?
Yeah.
I didn't
and
have
I did.
Ms. Z, but.
Oh, I had Ms. Z.
Her
she
reputation
was,
preceded her.
She was already, like, shriveled up when I went there.
Oh, yeah.
I will never forget a story that she told us. Mm-hmm. She was teaching us about periods, and she was, like, teaching us about pads, and she told us how, like, one of her students came to her, and she's like, this pad doesn't feel right. And it turns out the girl put the pad with the sticky side on her vagina.
Oh. Take your glue off my vagina! Unhand it! Now, immediately.
That's how she taught us.
I remember
properly.
In her, it wasn't her class, but it was in Cunningham, this girl got up and we had to do these like oral reports, like a book report or something. So the girl gets up in front of the class and she's got white pants on and she starts perioding.
No.
And then Will Darren lost his virginity too.
No.
That
no,
night.
No, she was a big tall beanpole.
Like, ooh, that means she's ready. Let's go.
The worst part about it was she had no idea.
Oh.
So she's doing her report. You know, she's focusing on her report or whatever.
Oh my God.
So it goes all the way down like to her kneecap basically, soaked.
A lot.
And the class is laughing, and she doesn't. They think she thinks they're laughing.
Where was
at her.
The teacher?
First of all,
she's
Darren,
sitting behind in a desk. She can't see
her.
I think she told us this story too.
I did.
No, Ms. Z told.
Oh,
my
she did.
Go on, go on, go on.
Mrs. Z wasn't there. It just made me think of Cunningham.
Wow.
But yeah, no. Then so finally she looks down and she just bolts out of the classroom.
Wow.
That is like bad. Years of therapy. She's probably still in therapy for that.
Well, I had a very similar, not a period, but a similar embarrassing thing in front of a lot of people. I don't know if I told this before, but I was in the spelling bee, and it was like, I forget. It was like, I guess it was like the finals because like I had won the big spelling bee, and they chopped it down to three people, and they said, okay, the next day you come back.
Was this in, like, the auditorium?
This was in Cunningham also. And it was, like, the 6th grade winner, the 7th grade winner, and the 8th grade winner going at it, you know. And I go up on stage, they call me, and I sit in the folding chair, and it collapses, and I fell on my ass in front of, like, 450 people or something.
You have really bad luck with folding chairs.
I do. Yeah. I'm fat. I mean, I was a fat kid. In between being a fat kid and now, I was, like, pretty in shape for a while, but... Like, back then, I was huge for a kid, and I just broke the chair. Fatty broke the chair.
Maybe you have, like very thick pelvic bone.
No, Rob, you're being kind, but I'm just a fat slob. That's all it is.
Maybe just big boned in the pelvis.
Okay. That's
a drop.
Damn it!
Rob's being nice to me. We won't make that a drop. Fair enough. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
I had a Mrs. Z recollection, though. She was also teaching a sex ed class, so she taught us after school, like, you could volunteer to be in a sex ed class.
Hold on.
And it was just her watching you guys fuck?
Yeah, right. No, it was this guy Harvey kept disrupting her. And, like, he kept, hey, what does 69 mean? Like, you know, what is that? French, I still don't know this day what it means, French fucking? He goes... I know about French kissing, but what's French fucking? Can you explain that?
That's when neither person has showered that day.
And she just kept rebuffing him and like, shut up, Harvey. Sit down, Harvey. And finally he's like, hey, can you go over titty fucking? And then she just sends him right out of the class.
Oh, my God.
We should describe what Ms. Z looked like.
Oh, God.
She looked like Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Or like Glenn Close's mom.
I don't know who Glenn Close. Oh, like she. Oh, look like Glenn
she
Close,
could look
but old.
Like, yeah.
I thought you meant her real mom.
No. Right.
She always wore high waisted pants, much like.
Yeah. She had like the tracksuit. She's like Jane Lynch on Glee, but smaller and older.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
With white hair.
Tits. Yeah, no tits.
Very nice. I feel like we were disparaging her. I feel bad, but
she's like typical
she's
lesbian gym
she's
teacher
like,
lady.
Yeah. Exactly.
That stereotype to a T.
Mm-hmm. And super feminist also.
Yeah.
Good memories.
I didn't go to Cunningham. So
where'd you go? 238.
Junior High School, George C. Tillew, IS 303. It was right by Lincoln.
Oh,
all right.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Why, was it a very ghetto environment?
No, I skipped I skipped a grade, so I actually might be. no, they had this program.
Rob is a Mensa member.
Because Lincoln is a very ghetto high school.
No, it was fine.
Stephon Marbury.
Yeah.
Did you have friends in high school?
Weren't you one of his friends at
high
school?
Junior high school.
Sorry.
No, the answer is no, because you were his friend, and you don't remember it.
Oof. I don't believe you two have met, Rob. Noah?
I did have friends in
junior high school.
Yeah, it was a lot of the people that I went to elementary school with, because basically everyone from my elementary school went to this junior high school, because it was just the zone school. And the program, they had some program with my elementary school where... If you're like in the top class of the grade or whatever, you would go to this program where you learn 3 years of junior high school in 2 years. But they actually abandoned it after only like 2 years. Like they did it for 2 years the year before me in my year. And then after our year, they stopped doing it because all it really was the first half of sixth grade and the second half of seventh grade. And then we were just basically put into eighth grade.
So did you get teased for being ahead of everybody?
Not so much teased.
Well, you were bigger than everyone anyway.
Were you tall?
Yeah.
And you already had a beard?
No, I didn't have a beard.
When did you hit 6 feet?
Probably high school, I would say. No, but it was definitely different. Being 1 year younger than the seniors in eighth grade, I was definitely like the odd man out. And
did you have a date for prom?
Date for prom? No, nobody really had like dates for prom.
I love that you had to pause to think about it for a second.
I don't remember my junior high school prom.
Because you didn't have a. If you had a date, you probably remember.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, I didn't. But it wasn't. It was junior high school. Nobody had a date.
We just had dances.
Yeah.
Rob just went up to a guy and touched his penis and he said, "Oh, man, my penis!"
I offered him mushrooms.
Suck it into mushroom.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
Why, sure.
Well, you have the taste of a black man. Oh, at my prom, my junior high school prom, I remember, was the day that the Rangers won the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a
doubly sad day.
I was excited.
Doubly sad.
Well, you had no date except the guy that penis you touched.
You went with Adam Graves. It was fine.
I met him back at a national restaurant.
That would be great if he like won the cup, skated around the rink, and then, oh, I got to go, guys. I got to go to a prom.
It's like the end of Officer and a Gentleman, except Adam Graves and Rob.
So, Grindcore Luigi brings up a question for us. Does Jane Lynch have tits? And he's fairly certain that she's got the Jamie Lee Curtis aspect where she's a man.
No, she's just a lesbian.
I don't, but I could see why you'd think that. She looks a little tranny-ish. She's a little gender ambiguous.
But in the way older lesbians are, I don't think there's anything beyond that.
I don't really think
and
she's
a
man.
If she grew her hair out, I don't think it would be as much of
no,
an issue.
I'm not saying she is a man. I'm saying I can see that being confusing because she looks very mannish.
But like Ellen DeGeneres.
No, I think Ellen DeGeneres looks like an ugly woman. I think
I don't think Jane Lynch looks like a man.
I think if Ellen DeGeneres dressed like a woman, you'd never question that she's a woman.
Yeah.
If Jane Lynch dressed like a woman, you'd really
Jane
question.
But Jane Lynch has dressed like a woman in different roles.
And she looks like a man, is what
I'm
saying.
No, I don't know.
No, I think it's just
I think it's
her
because
demeanor.
She's tall. I think that's why you think that, just because of her build.
Well, okay,
have
but that's part of it.
Yeah, that's why we think Rob looks like a man.
I am a man, Sid.
Yeah. I don't. If Rob's to me, Rob is very, very masculine.
You get Jane Lynch and Jane Lunch.
I dare
in his
you.
Appearance. Jane Lynch looks like a deflated John Madden, says Shankleton.
Wow, that's not nice.
It's true though.
I guess
I see it.
She's fine.
She just needs some more turducken. She'll get there.
Ew.
Is she actually a lesbian or is she?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Don't follow the life of Jane Lynch.
No.
Who was the one that claimed for years that she wasn't a lesbian and then finally, not Queen Latifah, but someone else. She, her too. But
Oprah.
No, she's not. I really don't think
Melissa
she's
Melissa Etheridge?
Was it her? I don't know.
No.
Bonnie Raitt?
No. Yeah.
Is she gay?
I have no idea. I don't think
I don't
so.
Know. Maybe it'll come to me in the music break. I don't know. So someone that just kept saying I'm not gay, and then she was totally gay.
And I don't think Queen Latifah hasn't officially come out,
no.
Even though everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm. I thought she, wasn't she seen like on a boat making out with someone?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everybody knows it, but she hasn't like officially said it.
Okay, she should say it. Come
but
on.
I mean, she's got a new daytime talk show coming out.
Yeah, what's that? Like, coming out? Is that the name of it?
It should. I mean, Rosie O'Donnell, you're a female with a daytime talk show, I think it's just
Jews
understood.
And lesbian run Hollywood. That's how it is.
Wendy Williams?
Probably.
There you go.
Jesus.
There's
man.
Rumors, I think. Yeah.
Man.
All right, well, let's take a music break. So maybe it'll come to Darren. Let's kick things off.
We're on.
Maybe it'll come out.
Oh,
with a little trash talk.
All right.
This is the Metal Injection live cast. We'd come back from this music break sooner, but Noah and Jake are still, talking about something in her bedroom. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. So yeah, another song. Let's go.
and you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Wow! Those were some profound lyrics, right? Oh please. You don't have a clue what that guy was saying either. That's why Rob likes this stuff. He doesn't have to focus on the words and can spend his time buying bulk potato chips on the internet. Here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast. Thank you. Sometimes I spend the music break just soaking in the tub with some candles lit. It takes me back to the good old days when Darren and I used to have sleepovers and wash each other's hair. Here's another love song on the Metal Injection Livecast. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Now that the music break is over, the live cast demands your full attention. So please, put down the pot brownies and video game controllers. Also put down the Vaseline and broomsticks. Here's the show.
Why would you need Vaseline and broomsticks?
And mushrooms.
I know we're doing the show an hour later, but it's a little sad that it's basically sunset right now.
Yeah, it's kind of dark. I forgot to turn the lights on.
Yeah.
I like it. Why is it sad?
I hate the dark.
I like the sunlight. I like the daytime. Nighttime means the day is over.
Do you like the nightlife? You like to boogie?
Yeah. But if there was sunlight, maybe I just need to move to like Denmark or Sweden where there's like 22 hours of sunlight.
Actually, that's not good for you. Do you know that our...
Don't tell me what's good for me and not.
Our body clocks, it's like it's a part of our genetics. There's a piece of your brain that's behind your eyes that needs to absorb a certain amount of light during the day. And your body has processes that happen throughout the day, so you have to be awake at certain points and asleep.
That sounds slightly new agey and quacky. Are you sure that's true?
Yeah, look up Richter's patch.
Huh?
R-I-C-H-T-E-R-S, apostrophe S.
I don't find anything. I find Richter's florists. That's the
first. That's what I see.
Like Wendy Richter?
Is that how you spell it? Noah, you look it up. You got your computer over there.
You're right. There is Richter's florist.
That's the first.
We can all Google.
Welcome to the party, Richter. Oh,
okay.
See you at the party.
It's in my book.
You have a book? You wrote a book?
It's a book that I'm reading.
Oh, what's the name of it?
The Universe Within.
Wow.
Yeah, that doesn't sound new agey at all.
Yeah, that sounds a little made up.
Free Tai Chi lesson?
No.
We used to do the show all at night. Like, in other words, we started at 10.
It'd be like 9. No, it was like 9 till 11.
I thought it was 10 to 12.
Never forget.
Not like maybe the old radio show, but not the podcast.
I thought podcast 10 to 11.
9 to 11.
We might have moved it a couple of times. But don't you remember in the song it goes, you know, not be adjusting the levels till 10:30.
Because
the show started at 10.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I personally used to stay up much later than I do. I'm falling asleep by like 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I used to stay up until like 4 in the morning.
It's from all that day fucking.
Yeah. It's from, Noah, it's because your Richter's patch is not well adjusted.
I swear to God, it's a real thing.
Unhand my Richter's patch. This is democracy in action.
Are you sitting there ready to take my Richter's patch?
I say you study your Judo well. Look at this headlock right here. On my penis. He's got a headlock on my penis.
good stuff.
Unhand my Richter's patch, sir.
All right, we have a caller.
No.
740, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. By the way, the number to dial, 646-929-1357. Caller.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? Who's this? Where are you from?
Josh Richter from Chillicothe, Ohio.
Oh, from like the Richter's patch? Is that?
Yeah,
that's what he calls his backyard.
What's up?
Calling about the old thrash it and bash it.
Close. It's actually...
Trash it. Yeah.
What? Why the doubt?
I can barely hear you. Sorry about
that. Sure, yeah. So
louder, Rob.
What is the URL?
Well, I actually have it right here already.
It's shallbetheconqueror.bandcamp.com.
Love it.
Paste the link in the chat. Terrible. That's terrible. He's not dead.
We don't know.
Okay, so what is the
we can't definitively say that he's not dead, but we don't know that he is dead.
So what is the web address?
The web address would be shallbetheconqueror.bandcamp.com.
Shall be the
Shlomi
conqueror.
The conqueror.
Shall be. Who's shall be? Sounds like an old Jew.
Shall be the conqueror. I'm here to conquer.
You might want to work on that title.
How do you spell shall be?
Shall be.
S-H-A.
Words.
L-L. B-E.
Oh, shall be the conqueror.
Yeah, shall be. Sorry.
I really thought it was like a name, like shall be.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Shall be.
That'd be my accent messing it all up. Sorry.
Jerry Lewis is the vocalist on it.
Hello, lady. Shall be the conqueror. Yeah.
Okay. Where are you guys from?
Chillicothe, Ohio.
Okay, you're from Ohio. And what do you have, like a genre? How would you pigeonhole your band?
I mean, we're just like a prog metal band, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, are you excited?
I hope I will get excited.
All right, well, let's
drop.
So the way this works is we're going to listen to this.
Everything is a drop, okay?
And
listen to the damn show.
And then we are going to decide if we like it, we will thrash it. If mm-hmm. each of us hates it, we will trash it.
Right.
And then if all four of us like it...
Then we bash it? Is that what he was
saying? No, then you will win a free CD.
Awesome, I don't know that works. Good.
Why is it so fucking dark? Is there, if we put a light on, I can't see myself.
Yeah.
What track would you like us to play? What is the best representation of your band?
Do okay. So Far the Horizon, if that's on there.
So Far the Horizon, that's the sixth track on your record. You know, usually the strongest track is like the first or the second track on the album. Maybe you're sequencing a bit.
Well, they don't want to be hipsters and do what everyone else is doing. Oh, they are hipsters.
I see. All right. Well, here we go.
All right. This is So Far the Horizon by
Shall Be the Conqueror.
Shall Be the Cankersaur. On the metal effect. Oh, wait. Oh, a little fuzz tone.
So far, so good. Oh, now it's great. Yeah.
Voice of Shadows. Build up is too long.
I shit my penis.
Wow. Lost me. I was really, you can all tell, I was sitting here grooving to this. And you just left. I went in the toilet.
Hold on, let me hear it.
Doesn't sound fog at all. A slightly more upbeat sludge.
We'll
compared
to
what they started with.
All right, so what do we say? So, Darren, you already...
I want to say this... First of all, it's not prog metal. I don't know what... I think he was joking about that.
Wait,
maybe.
What?
Oh, wait.
Maybe that's the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's like a little, like, needly-beedly there.
All right, that's the prog part. There's noodling. Man. All right. So, I want to say, you really had me hooked in. I was digging that... it was all like kind of, it was a little bit raw, and I was bopping my head to it, and then those fucking vocals. If you take that it sounds like singing, you've got a hit. This is fucking good. This is really good.
Do we know what our friend here does in the band?
Yeah, that's true. We didn't even ask what he does in the band.
Yeah, you said he's a vocalist.
Are you Shelby?
I'm the vocalist, yeah.
Hold on, what is it? What? Repeat, are you the vocalist?
I'm the vocalist, yeah.
No, I want to qualify that statement. I'm not done, Rob. You get your turn. Let me talk.
This is just Darren's opinion.
Unhand his
Darren.
Opinion? Unhand my penis? No, I'm not saying you're bad at what you are trying to do. You might be the best growler in the world. I don't think that belongs in that kind of a song. It doesn't sound right. It's jarring. I'm not putting down your skills or your vocals are fine for what you're trying to do. I just don't.
Not
I don't.
Really.
I didn't hear you. What?
He feels
you.
What was
that? I'm sorry.
Well, That said, I like the band and I like the backing. I like the band behind you so much that I'm going to give it a 51%
Ow.
Sid, what did
I'll
you
take it.
The 49% side of Darren. So basically exactly what he said, except trash.
Okay. Well, can you elaborate? What did it for you that you didn't like it?
Just
the vocals were too.
The vocals, and I really liked that riff, but it went on too long to the point where I was like, "All right, I'm over it now. Get to the song." And then when they did get to the song, it was those vocals.
Yeah, they didn't deliver.
Do you play an instrument too, or are you just the singer?
I'm just the singer.
Okay. Well, you definitely got some gold. You got to mine it a little bit.
You have a good taste in podcasts.
So there's
that. There's some gold there. Just, you know.
So, Noah, what did you think?
Well, my first disappointment was when you said you were Prague, and then it wasn't Prague at all.
Yeah,
you lied
hates
to
you.
Noah.
I thought the buildup was a little too long, but the music was fun.
Uh-huh.
If I was at a venue and they were the opening band, I wouldn't walk out.
Uh-huh.
I do like your vocals. I just don't know if it works for me over that style of music.
Yeah, I was expecting Ozzy Osbourne to come in there or something.
Yeah, like I expected more, like, I guess, ghost type vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I like your breeze, so I'm going to thrash.
And I will say, I pretty much agree with what Noah said. The vocals did kind of throw me off. It wasn't what I was expecting. But once I adjusted to it, I like it. I like the riffs. I like the music. And I would definitely check out the full album from Shelby. So that's a thrash for me.
You
ruined it.
Shelby the Canker Sore now has three thrashes and one trash.
How about, since Jake wasn't in the room to hear it, based on our critique, would you thrash it or trash it?
Yeah.
Give him 15 seconds.
I hate metal, so
trash
it.
Oh, my mood. And no one can win today because Jake just is going to hate everything.
Well, thanks for, we always say this, this is just our opinions. I'm sure there are.
And they really don't matter.
Yeah, and they definitely matter because we know what we're talking about.
Jake's like a guy that goes to his job every day, like on an assembly line, and hates it, but he does it for a living. Successful living, but he can't stand it.
And plus, I'm sure there are live cast fans listening that were like, whoa, that's awesome. I should go to shallbetheconqueror.bandcamp.com. Check that band out.
I think you should put a comma in your name, in your band name. Shall be, the Conqueror.
I could do that. I think I will. I'll have to redo all of our stickers and shirts.
Or just change your name to the Conqueror.
Yeah.
And then Shall be the Conqueror.
I want to change it, but it's just we've had the name forever. I didn't want to deal with it.
Right,
so
it's okay. What's forever? How long? How long have you been a band?
Well, 5 years, not really that long, but
what's the name of the band?
Decent.
Shall be the Conqueror.
Shall be,
Needs work.
Just go to the Conqueror, and then your next album should be called Shall Be the Conqueror, or whatever, and then switch to the Conqueror.
Right.
Boom, free marketing
advice.
Like
what that band Rival Schools did. At first, they were called Rival Schools United by Fate, but then they put out their first album, and the album was called United by Fate, and they just called themselves Rival Schools.
That's a great band name.
Yeah.
I think they should go with Shelby. Just Shelby.
That's why I wanted to go by Shelby, honestly. I swear to God.
The Conqueror will be your album title.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, that works.
Either or.
There you go.
The Conqueror by itself is not a good SEO for a band.
Hmm.
There are probably a million things with Conqueror.
Shelby, though, is?
Yeah. You get lots of grammar pages, but that's it. I don't know. What comes up for Shelby?
Fine. It's all just... Ologist, dictionary.com.
All go.
Right, well, thank you for your call. Once again, the number to dial to have us thrash or trash your band, 646-929-1357.
It doesn't have to be their band.
Or an unsigned band that you enjoy. Jake, are you going to be participating now that you have some headphones on?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Blanket trash is for everybody.
Now, we have two musicians here, one of them in a huge band, so you get to have your band.
Oh, I'm not a musician, Darren.
Evaluated. Well, you're dropping farts in here, boy. Trumpet section. Okay.
Mr. Paul in the chat has one. We'll do him.
Is that Aaron Paul?
He says he can't ring in.
British.
Clearly is. Okay, so the band is Good Honest Scumbags. The album is called Gone Fisting.
God Honest, isn't it? Oh, no, this is
Good Honest.
Okay.
It's probably a typo.
No, it's good. It was good. I read it wrong.
So, Gone Fisting.
Gone Fisting. I already like the name and the band name. Yeah, 1 foot in the door here. Hello, Rob.
Wait, I'm trying to understand. Oh, it's a split? This is confusing. Oh, Scumface and the Footprints in the Custard is the band.
What?
And then the album title is Good Honest Scumbag / Gone Fisting.
I hate it already.
All right, I'll play the second track, which is Eureka.
Too much thinking about this. This is not the song you want to play.
What song does he want to play?
Taking the Black.
You sure about that? Kind of cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Same predictable riffs all the time.
Sounds like Pennywise. That's cool. Listen, I'd rather it be about something in pop culture than the same old bullshit, you know? Anthrax, every song was about a fucking comic book or a Stephen King book or something, you know?
This isn't bad. All right, let's go around the room.
I went first last
time. Sid, you go first.
I don't like these vocals either, but they're a little bit closer to what I don't hate, so I'll trash it. The music's good. I mean, I'll thrash it. The music's good.
Jake?
I think this would be really cool if it was like in the early 90s, late 80s.
There's a keyboard in there.
It doesn't, they don't suck, so I'll thrash it.
Oh, wow.
I was not expecting that.
I still hate metal, I think.
I don't know, it's kind of predictable. It doesn't really sway me towards thrashing it, so I'm going to trash it.
Okay. Oh, wow. This is the type of band that I would not mind to be really drunk watching.
Uh-huh.
I just picture this band playing 70,000 tons of metal, that metal cruise at like
three
in the morning.
Like
totally sounds like Elstorm. And for that reason, I'll thrash it.
Okay. Well,
but I would never put this on myself.
I feel like I'm going to have the most favorable opinion of this. Because it is a predictable riff. I'm not going to lie. I agree with Noah. But I enjoyed it anyway. You know, a lot of that stuff, you know, I mean, everything's been done. What can you do? You know,
yeah.
So, and also Sid made a good point that this is, for me, right on the line of acceptable, raspy vocals. In other words, I can hear what he's saying.
It still sounds like a person.
Yes, exactly. It sounds like a person. If it was just a little more growly, I'd be over it. I'd be like, I'd dispense with it. But because I can understand what he's saying, it's something about pop culture. It's a catchy riff. I enjoyed it. I'm going to crash it.
I ruined it.
Yes, you did.
Good.
But good. Be honest. We're not trying to give away prizes for the hell of it. They have to fucking earn it.
And Rob's not going to send the prize anyway, so we're saving him the trouble.
I don't send the prizes.
We
save
someone.
Frank sends them now.
Well, but Frank's not going to send it. He's going to be on tour or something, recording something.
But the real prize is, you know, having your song appreciated.
And talking to us.
Yes. But, you know, we have five very diverse tastes here, so the whole point of the game is that it's hard to impress everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That game being...
I just saved you international shipping, by the way.
Excellent.
Well, you saved Frank. International shipping.
I saved Frank the trouble of filling in customs.
Well,
he's probably going to be touring there soon, so he could have just handed it to the person directly. But sorry.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be in England, and then I'm in South America the next day, and then I'm back in New Orleans, Delaware.
Meet him at the local vegan restaurant. He'll give you the CD. It's fine.
He works very hard. What? That's funny.
Because Rob gets success without having to work hard, so he likes to do what he does. Because
you're on his coattails.
Oh. Fair point.
You're the you're the B. Brian Blair of the Killer Bees.
Any other we have any other. 646-929-1357. We'll play your band and judge them to your face.
Rob, you're the Marty Jannetty of Metal Injection.
Frank is the
Thanks
Shawn
Michaels.
Michael.
Yeah. He's going to throw me through a barbershop window.
Soon. It's coming. Watch your back.
I will. We're playing Thrash It or Trash It here on the Metal Injection Livecast, where we judge your band.
There was something up there that someone put up.
Let's see.
Grandcore Luigi.
Ah, he always picks. I want someone else.
While we wait, my dad called me this week because he was listening to Cousin Brucey.
Oh.
And he was like, Noah, did you know that Cousin Brucey is Jewish?
What? How could you not know listening to him?
So he's like, people are calling into the show and saying Shana Tova.
So he likes Cousin Brucey now?
Oh, my dad's always liked Cousin Brucey. Oh, yeah. And apparently Cousin Brucey is doing like a live remote from the San Gennaro feast next week. And my dad wants to go.
Wait, a live remote? Like, what is there to...
Yeah, he just spins records.
The sausage truck.
Yeah, like it's just a blocked off street with sausage meat. Like, what is there to do a live remote? What coverage is there?
Build a live remote for my shul, baby. It's Yom Kippur, baby, on CBS FM. Have you all atoned out there, cousins? Whee! Whee, doggy!
That's the thing. When my dad was telling me about how he heard people calling Cousin Brucey's show, I just kept thinking of how Darren does the Cousin Brucey impersonation.
He got me a job at Sirius and let me do his show as him.
You could fill in for him.
Yeah, when he's sick.
I'd be like 10 times more entertaining.
Saturday Night Live used to do that. Like, whenever Don Pardo was sick, Daryl Hammond would do the intro.
That's true?
Because he did such a good...
Was it a joke? Did they make a joke out of it?
He just filled in, and it was seamless.
Oh, wow. So that's one of the easiest voices to do.
It's Saturday Night Live.
That's so simple.
But to him and to you, Cousin Brucey is that simple, that's so you could do that. He's going to die soon. They're going to need a new one.
But I'll accidentally say CBS FM, and I'll get fired.
Okay, well, CBS FM also exists.
But he's on Sirius now.
We've got a dedication going out to Moish. His yarmulke's not on straight. Get that thing working, Moish, on CBS FM. A little Rosh Hashanah music.
Can you say Shana Tova, baby?
Shana Tova! Wait, we have a dedication. Noah, what's your father's name again?
Julian.
Julian, what kind of yid name is that on CBS FM?
Is that really your dad's name?
Yes.
Shout out to Ava, Julian. I'll kiss my mezuzah for you here in the Sirius studios.
Do a live read for Amazing Savings.
You can just do Sirius XM. See, it works.
Sirius XM. Listen, cousins, I've got some business to do here. Little Amazing Savings out on Avenue M. You go there, you'll love the savings you get at Amazing Savings. And I know my Jewish audience loves savings. On CBS FM!
I love those 99 cents and up stores. Like, what kind of marketing
is that?
That's
everything. Isn't that every store?
99 cents and up. Yeah. Like, okay.
They're forced to say that. That's
yeah.
Right.
Well, bags of potato chips are not 99 cents. The small ones, they're like 50.
Well, they have to mark them up or else they can't sell them.
There's a store in Brooklyn, literally, it says 59 cents in gigantic. 59 cents
49.
And up. 69 cents and up. 99 cents and up. Yeah. Each one of them has to say and up.
Yeah.
Doesn't that encompass the other two? Why do you need to say
maybe they just had like a deal from the sign maker.
Nah.
Like all the extra letters for free. So like, it's fine.
Why not? Fill it in. They should have just spelled out CVS FM and got some product placement.
And up.
And up, baby.
I've been listening to the Steve Austin podcast, the Steve Austin show or whatever, and it's basically him talking to his friends who are wrestlers or whatever.
Yeah.
He also has non-wrestling guests on there. But if you're a wrestling fan, I highly recommend listening to it because it's really interesting backstage conversations.
What do they talk about?
Just like, you know, like famous, like he has like Ric Flair on.
How much your bench?
No. And then like he'll just talk to Ric Flair about his career, basically just an interview about his career. But then like with wrestlers of his generation, they'll just sit there and talk about, like, hey, who are your three favorite wrestlers who threw the best punches or whatever.
Okay.
But One of my favorite parts, though, is his live reads, because he does a live read the way he would, like, go to the ring and do a promo. And it's like, let me tell you something. You got to get Hulu Plus. And then, like, he just yells it out, like, you know, and that's the bottom. Hulu Plus gives you good shows, like 30 Rock, Fox and Recreation.
You know
what?
Why don't you play one?
I guess that's all right.
Playing someone else's commercial.
That's serious when they give the live copies. They're all in capital letters, so maybe he just thinks he has to yell.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
By the way, Fart Taster has a band for us to play.
Oh, hold on. Wait, let's.
It's not like you have this queued up, right?
No. Jim Ross, lead. Okay, so him talking. Hold on.
Spend the next 45 minutes while Rob's searching for a live read.
Hold on. Playing my WCW day. My choice. Hold on. Give us that day!
They sent me some of that. I'm going to bring you one of those, too.
Why don't you just search Steve Austin Live Read? There's probably one.
Yeah, you're right. I'll look it to see if there's something like that.
I'm searching through my own show for a live read about Manischewitz, baby, on CBS FM.
Okay, here we go.
All right, and I know you guys heard me talk about all these amazing supplements I've been taking, but here's the deal. If you haven't already, you need to get some for yourself at onnit.com/Steve. Now, when you go to onnit.com/Steve, you not only get the best supplements on earth, you get 10% off. You save money and help keep this show free for everybody. So don't forget onnit.com, but really don't forget the /Steve part. I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, oh, hell, Steve, I'm already too smart as it is. I don't need that alpha brain. Or you might be this cat. Hey, my body's already a physical specimen like a damn redneck Adonis. I don't need to work out with that Shroom Tech Sport or lift those kettlebells. Well, that's all fine and dandy. But if you're over 25, you need to boost your testosterone. So go to onnit.com/Steve.
This is like one of the more
get 10% off one of the safest, healthiest.
You want to search for another one, Rob?
We're going to move on. Anyway, we have another caller, 801.
Hey, guys, it's Eggers. I'm trying to get my band, or the band I just found, Thrashed or Trashed.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, really? I found this band on Bandcamp, where it's a label called Core of Brutality, so it's already good.
Bandcamp?
You could either... Huh?
Go on.
It's either a band called Die Fish with a Will I Am cover or Dope Injection with a Bloodhound Gang Bad Touch cover.
I want Will I Am, please.
What the
I don't
fuck?
Know. I think the Dope Injection's better, but here I'll copy and paste the Die Fish into the chat.
There is a person in the chat called Fart Taster.
Yeah.
Okay, and what album should we play? I mean, what track should we play?
The Scream and Shout Will I Am cover.
Right.
This sounds like the Bloodhound.
Bring the action. Okay, this is terrible. No. Cock in my mouth.
I don't like to fuck small infants.
Okay. Okay, now.
I believe you.
I
don't care what anyone else says, Rob.
I'm kind of curious about that.
Home of the Yankees and salsa.
I'm curious about that Bad Touch cover now.
All right.
How bad must that be? Eggers, give us the link for that one.
He's gone. Let's take another one.
There's
another one in the chat right there.
Oh, Collapso? Mm-hmm. All right, any particular track? I'll just go with the second track.
Oh!
awful.
Yep.
I don't even know what this is supposed to be.
So, you both of you trash it?
I don't even have anything to say about
the drumming. I really don't like that drumming.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a kid who just got a drum kit for the first time. He's like, I'm going to bang on it really fast. Whee! It's like, all right, but can you do anything else?
So,
no.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of drumming is just showing how fast you can do that.
Yeah.
With no solo rhythm to it.
Yep.
Is that a real drum kit or is that a...
I don't know. When I first heard it, it sounded fake, but I'm not really a good judge of that.
It sounds
it's pretty untight, so I wouldn't imagine that would be.
Yeah. That was exactly what I was just going to say.
If that's the best you can program, then that's really...
Well, you're like deliberately programming in no pocket. So.
Yeah.
And maybe they're just trying to fool us because they knew they would be on the show.
Score one for them.
Program mistakes in.
I think the person that listened to this, that created this, listened to a lot of Maglefar in their bedroom and tried to recreate it.
Well, I'm gonna trash it. Unequivocal, 100% awful, no redeeming quality whatsoever. Trash.
Sid.
Trash. As I said.
Jake.
Trash.
Noah.
Trash it.
Oh, I didn't think it was that bad. Trash it.
Why don't you give it a elaborate? Well, since your opinion is differing from everyone else.
It's not. I mean, it's like, again, it's not something I would put on myself.
Needs better drums.
I'm going to be honest here. I don't mean to be critical, but this sounds like exactly like a lot of stuff you listen to and play on the show to me.
Yeah.
So you like that stuff. What's the difference?
The thing, like, this doesn't, it's not unique enough for me. It does sound like everything else, but.
But the
copycat.
Yeah.
All right. I understand that. Well, you try.
So, since we all trash it, does that mean that
it means they owe us a CD now.
Oh, okay. No, we don't want CDs.
all right. I think
give
that's enough.
A CD of that band. No, play Fart Tasters one.
Fart Tasters.
Oh, Ross Gnarly's in the chat giving you something to play.
All right.
Oh, there's someone named Shat Injection also.
That's Ross Gnarly.
Is it? He's in there as Ross Gnarly, though.
He changed his name,
but I don't see where he changed it. Oh, nice.
Right
it now.
Why would I lie to you?
You're a dick.
Aww.
How about
stop touching his penis, Darren.
Don't touch my penis! That guy should be on CBS FM.
Yeah, all right.
That might be Cousin Brucey.
Yeah. Don't touch my penis on CBS
FM. Like Chris Russo, though.
What?
That guy.
In what way?
Darren's
yeah, he
impression
kind of does.
Don't
touch my penis, Mikey! You're always doing that.
See?
It's a joke! It's a joke, Mikey!
All right.
Russ Gnarly's claiming that Sid would love his band. I'm curious.
Void?
Yes.
Oh, Void like from DC?
No, that's not the band he's offering up, is it?
That when he was Shat Injection.
No, go up one.
If it's Void from DC from like the early 80s.
They're
then...
Doom or whatever. Or Stun.
Stun.
Oh, this is off a Warped Tour DVD.
What's playing?
Beautiful.
This is awful.
This isn't
even like...
They're an unsigned. We break the,
All right. Void. We'll do Void and then that's it. We'll wrap it up.
Is it Void from these? Like...
No. It says death metal with a touch of doom black grind. So I know.
What?
It.
Wait,
there's already
the band
this is different. This recording sounds terrible.
You should have said it was from the early 80s.
Sounds like it was on a 4-track. Oh, it says this is a low budget death doom release by one man.
It sounds like a low budget. It sounds like a 8-track, 4-track.
Sounds like a no budget.
It's 4-track play at the bottom of the ocean.
You sound like a fuss budget.
I don't know.
Take that!
It's me. This is hurting my ears. I'll go first. There's like no... You can't... It just sounds like mud. You can't make out like what the guitar sound is and what the drum sound is. There's no sonic layering. Is that the right term?
Oh, good job, Ron.
Layering?
Yeah.
No.
I thrash it.
Oops.
Wait, you thrash or trash?
I mean, trash it. Trash
I anticipated
it.
What
so
you meant.
So you bash
Sorry.
It.
I bash it.
You bash and then trash.
I bash it and trash it.
Wait, Rob, did you say thrash? Sorry.
No.
Incorrect. Well, of course, I agree with you. It just sounds like one big glob of shit mixed that you can't separate. You know, I mean, I am old-fashioned. I know sometimes you guys tease me because I like mostly old things or new things that sound like old things as well. But, I mean, I like music to sound like fucking music. It has to at least sound like they're attempting to make something pleasing to the ear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not. It's just a noise to me. I just hear total noise there. So,
yeah, I'm with you.
I trash it.
Sid.
I wish we could actually play the actual band Void to cleanse the palate of that terrible knockoff name ripoff.
What song?
It doesn't matter. Just go to discord.com, find a release by Void, and play a sample.
And you'll thrash that.
Yeah, it's better than this.
Okay.
Give me a moment. We could go out on it. I'll find a song for you.
Okay.
But yeah, I trash it.
Jake?
That was awful. Yeah, that's kind of like why I don't like the internet. Like, there's a chance that I can hear something like that.
You don't even want to have your space invaded.
Oh, yeah, you feel ear raped.
Vile. Trash it.
He's gonna punch you in the cock, Rob, just for playing that. Headphones, Rob.
Would it be the first time?
Unhand my penis, please, Jake. That's democracy in action. Manifest.
No. At least he achieved what his description says.
Shitty. Wait, no. What is it?
Low budget. Death Doom release by one man. Yeah, at least he did it.
Yes. At least the description is accurate.
He achieved what? That it's one man? Big fucking deal. Like,
I love this. I am very influenced by brutal death metal, ominous doom metal, and blasphemous black metal.
I'm influenced by a piano
as well as
43
intense grindcore.
So with all that being said, I'm thankful that at least he's honest in his description so that I can overlook that page next time I'm surfing the web.
Okay.
Burn.
And secondly,
oh, there's a two-parter.
Darren, can you please play that drop where she goes, get the fuck off the internet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Get the fuck off the internet!
Actually, there's a longer one.
Get the fuck off the internet! You are of no use to anybody!
Yeah.
And with that being said, I trash it.
All right. Well, there you go.
Well, I think that's enough for this edition of Trash It, Thrash It, or Trash
God
It.
God damn, man.
What?
Yeah, that pot is killing you.
No, it's all that meat he shoved into his head.
Yeah, it's post-food coma.
Trash
it or trash it.
No, say it.
Trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it. Trash it.
Why
are you playing random sound effects?
It just went to the next track.
There's a way to prevent that, you know.
I'm not sure. Okay. While Bobby Black, one of the editors of High Times, tweeted this retweet of this new startup called WeedMatch.io.
What is that?
It's supposed to personalize your cannabis experience. Here's the...
Oh. Quite interesting.
S&M.
I guess there's no voiceover. Well, basically, what it is like you kind of put in what effects you want.
Can we do it now?
It doesn't
do
exist yet.
For it?
Yeah, you have to do it. It's like a Kickstarter.
So wait, what does this fucking music do for you? I don't understand.
Well, it's a video, but there's no voice to it. It's just text on a. Okay, here. Learns the cannabis experience of millions of consumers, predicts the effects of new cannabis strains on you. Use the same predictive machine learning algorithms as Amazon and Netflix. It's a recommendation engine for weed. Like, you like Sour Diesel,
if you play a video for a show that you're doing and not realizing that there's only text on the screen, does it account for that and put that into its
algorithm? No, it doesn't. Right. It doesn't do that. Sorry.
Because that's one of the effects of smoking cannabis.
It's true. 978, you're calling into the Metal Injection Livecast. What's up? Lower your speakers, bruh.
Hey,
Bruh.
We have to wait until that part comes on the speakers.
Yeah.
Half an hour later.
978, say something. We know you're there. No, I guess not.
Let's call that number back and see what happens.
All right, hold on.
Rob's going to call it back.
Hey, asshole, turn your speaker down.
I'm calling him.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Goodbye to the people who hated on me. Call the mail. Let's try.
Okay.
Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye to everybody. I get that stuck in my head.
This.
So bad.
Always gets stuck in my head.
You got that Rosh Hashanah Times Against Clarity song stuck in my head, Noah.
Yes.
Me? You're the one who sent the link.
And then you reminded me of it, and then got stuck in my head. It was terrible.
Oh, I have something that will get that out of your head pretty good.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. It's buffering.
Oh,
fuck.
Fuck.
Is
that
my pussy?
Poop.
Here, I'll play this one.
No, no.
This reminds me of junior high school dance.
I hate this. Well, listen, look at it this way. You're not thinking of that fucking other song now.
Oh my, what if that bearded guy from the Rosh Hashanah song visited this woman?
You're going to give us some clarity. I mean, it's a twat. What's the clarity song? Do you have that?
No. What? Who the
don't,
what?
Don't play it.
What?
Don't play
I'm
it.
I'm not doing anything. I was just going through my email. I'm not going to play it. Come on.
Also, Bruno just ripped a massive part.
Oh, really?
Are you sure it was Bruno?
I get it.
It smells like a dog food fart.
Not even in the room.
He just left because he was like, oh, I don't want them to blame me.
He knows he blasted yeah. in here.
Yes!
The birthday of
No!
His face is all with
get it away.
His face is all like discolored and nasty. This is like the fucking best looking guy they could get. He's got like food all over his beard and shit.
He's got a golden voice.
Stop. They could have had someone else fucking. Oh, this little kid. Shut the fuck up. I want to strangle this fucking kid. I hate this kid more than I hate Steve Harvey.
I know. Because you can hear his like accent.
Yeah, he's the same fucking kid that everyone went to Hebrew school with.
Look, we're making people in the chat vomit.
Rosh Hashanah time to get clarity. Shut the fuck up.
I hate you.
Turn it off. I know. I have to watch and curse at him.
He's hate fucking this video right now.
I wish this guy would fucking do a somersault and land right on his head and wind up in a halo.
It'd be great if like halfway through like they got bombed.
A Palestinian rockets
over there. All of a sudden the video is because they all blew up.
Or 8-year-old children come
that,
up like rocks and just
turn
help
the world
them.
Around on the whole conflict.
Wow.
But you know what? Maybe they have a good thing
going
with these bombs.
Yeah, this is the only time I would
approve. That is cold-blooded.
They should build a fence around this video. No one can hear it. That would be a humanitarian effort. The UN should go in. Yeah, Syria should gas this set of this video. Where were they? They could have done a great aid to the world. Everybody come and get clarity. So non, what a non-musical people they are, really. Really, come on.
Come on, just, Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, just count some cash.
Neil
count
Diamond,
some money.
No.
I mean, there's a few, but it's just as a people in general,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Do comedy. Do stand-up. Do that.
You don't
think
that's funny? I think that's pretty funny.
What do you mean?
That song?
I mean intentional comedy.
Okay,
they're being laughed at.
Yes.
It's like, you know, just count your money and, you know, do something.
Don't try to break
covet
dance.
Things.
Yeah, you
just
look like an idiot.
The sheets.
They're fucking breakdancing on the Wailing Wall. Just stop.
That's not the Wailing Wall.
They should have all been holding Uzis and AK-47s and Kalashnikovs while they're singing, like, in case Palestinians show up. Come and get clarity, or they pull a bullet in your head.
Are they selling clarity at wholesale price?
The number one comment on this, by the way, is by Bob Saget.
What?
And it says, this breaks every Jewish stereotype. And it's the most upvoted comment on the video. What? It confirms every Jewish stereotype. They have
no
rhythm.
I thought it was sarcastic.
I don't think so. I think they mean it like, oh, they're getting down and they're so soulful and everything.
I thought it was against the religion to be breakdancing and singing.
On the fucking Wailing Wall. You're goddamn
wailing.
Right
it's
it
okay
is.
As long as you don't do it on Saturday.
Yeah. When I went to Jerusalem, to the old city where the Wailing Wall is, I made the mistake of wearing a miniskirt.
Whore!
What are you doing?
And some gypsy ran at me with a sheet and just covered me with the sheet.
And your wallet was gone.
Serious?
Yeah.
You got covered by a sheet?
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
She was, like, yelling and screaming and, like, waving her arms. Oh, you can't, in Hebrew. And she was saying how I have to wear the sheet because it's, like, sacred grounds and my knees were showing.
Yes, your knees
you can show news on the ground.
Yeah,
news
or knees, really.
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
I had to leave it on until I left that section.
Ugh. Or else what? What would happen if you had been
and
like,
then
no,
of
fuck
course,
off?
And then of course, well, I just wore it, like, to walk up to the wall. And then I gave it back to her, and of course
you
she asked
your
me.
Ass on it?
She
on the wall.
I farted in it. She asked me for some money.
Oh, what? Wait, so she?
Of course. Because there's all these gypsies.
Sheet rental.
That's exactly what it sounded like too. because like all these like old Orthodox women who are gypsies, like they stay in front of the wall, like in front of the entrance area, and they sell you those red bracelets with the humps on it.
With the what?
That like eyeball thing that keeps the evil spirits away.
All right.
And they ask you for money for
what,
a donation.
What a fucking backwards race of people, really.
So
come
stupid.
On.
Stupid.
How do they run the banks? I don't understand it. They believe in these like
they're
demonic,
good at math.
Demonic possession. Oh, religion is so fucking retarded.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Not the food though. Jewish food is good.
Sure. No, listen.
Don't you dare knock Jewish food.
Cultural Judaism is awesome.
Yes.
Religious Judaism is retarded.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agreed 100%. With that said, Yom Kippur is a few days away. The day of repentance.
More like Yon Kippur, am I right?
Oh, so right. I will be celebrating by eating a Roy Rogers double cheeseburger with bacon.
Why Roy Rogers?
Well, we had
Jews.
We had planned to go there anyway. When
my
girlfriend,
I forgot that you and your girlfriend make plans to go to Rogers.
Yeah, they're taking a trip to 1987. It's going to be great. Where is there a Roy Rogers?
After that, they're going to pop
32nd and Broadway.
Wow.
They're going to pop into Nobody Beats the Wiz.
Crazy
Eddie.
Yeah. Crazy Eddie. No, there's a 32nd and Broadway, and she's now working on Fashion Week, so she is swamped with work. She doesn't get out of work till real late, so it's like
your girlfriend's a photographer.
No, she's not a photographer. She works for a photo company, a big one that
Polaroid?
Does like all the they do all these celebrity events and stuff, and then they sell the photos. So she edits the photos, and then she sells the photos to the Post or the Daily News or whoever.
She hangs out by the Wailing Wall and.
Yeah, and break dances.
It makes people buy photos.
Everybody come and buy photos. With that accent, I want to put a. But when I hear that accent, I want to.
I know, I hate it
the
so
age,
much.
The H, the rolling H.
You must have loved good clarity. Nobody mess with the Zohan.
Oh,
or whatever.
I never
it was
saw
just a whole
it.
Movie of
I
that
thought
accent.
It was better.
It was better than expected, I thought.
Mm, I started watching it and then I turned it off.
I mean, it's an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
What are you expecting that you'd watch that?
Yeah, I don't know.
And
Dave Matthews is in it, so even
is
better.
He?
Yeah.
Doing what? Does he have a big part, or is Dave Matthews?
Yeah, he's got a part. Any part is too much.
But is he Dave Matthews,
no,
or is he some
no,
guy?
No, he's like some, I don't even remember.
Oh,
but he's
man.
In it.
What sins will we dickbags be atoning for? That's what Shankletown asks.
Every day of my life.
Listen, every,
to
yeah, exactly. Everything we do is the same.
Everything I do
my,
is wrong.
My entire lifestyle, apparently.
That stupid ass religion was written by nitwits in the desert with heat stroke. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
We have to cut off the goat's head so that the woman's period will go away. It's proven science. These fucking idiots still doing this shit.
Oh,
sucking babies' penises and giving them herpes.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking rabbi.
Disgusting.
It's good work if you could get it.
Horrible. But I just read a blog post about this woman who wrote a book about she was a Hasid or whatever, and she left.
I want to read that book. That's what I was telling you about that.
And talking of, like, there's just, I didn't read the book, but they had excerpts of, like, what. Like, she would go to them and complain, or go to one rabbi and complain, and they'd fucking, like, get on her shit for complaining about something the husband did or whatever. And child molestation, they cover it. Like, you're not allowed to, it's like the number one sin in the Jewish community. You can't go to the authorities. You have to go to the Jewish authority. So that's how they keep everything bottled up, you know?
Exactly.
Those fucking scumbags.
Snitches get stitches.
Exactly. It's really true, though. I mean, you're joking, but that's how they do it. That the insular.
Yeah, that's why they have their own ambulance company.
That's true. Because a guy might get his cock stuck in a little boy, and then the regular ambulance comes, and they have to tell the cops, you know.
Yeah.
All right, we'll deal with it. Don't worry.
I really want to read that book. I'm just really curious to read about her sex life and stuff.
She said that you're not allowed to ever look at your genitals. Your genitals or anyone else's genitals.
How do they wash?
They turn their eyes away when they wash. They just don't look.
What about their children? How do they wash their children when they're babies?
You can watch, look at their genitals.
I don't think you can. No, I don't think you're allowed to look at any genitals.
So how do you know if you have a boy or a girl?
Stupid.
I know. Well, you know, there's a reason for it, though. It's not stupid. It's actually pretty brilliant. They don't want people to be good at sex. So then when the woman goes to have her wedding day, the sex is awful, and they just think that's the way it's supposed to be. Because if women start enjoying sex in the culture, then they're not going to listen to what the man says. You know, that's how you. That's like the first step.
Unless the man's good at it.
Like, woman having a. Well, what are the odds the man's going to be good at it if he never looked at his shween before?
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, the Hasids aren't necessarily a physically active.
They're not a very attractive race of people.
So what do they do if they have morning wood?
Chop it down.
This is for men and women, or just...
Men and women. Yeah. Not allowed today. That's what... They don't actually fuck through a sheet. That's like a myth. But they just... The light's off. You never look at anything.
They put a sheet over their head.
Basically, yes.
No, they don't do that.
But yeah. What a depressing note to end the show on.
Thanks, Rob.
What?
We should get some music on it.
Stop it!
We are hearing. That's how we are hearing. He thinks he's being so, like.
He's so into it.
So hip. He sounds like Woody Allen. That's how far. The shofar.
That boy was probably molested.
Yeah. He's being molested. Yeah, that guy's. He's 24, this kid.
they put him in a room with a Chinese monkey. Look at you to hit those high notes, son.
Give me back my testicle. You fucking monkey. Looks just like a Schwarzer.
Who needs a wailing wall when you have this guy wailing on the guitar? Am I right?
Is that right? Huh?
No. No. No.
We don't need either of those things.
Break it down, Schmuel.
Fucking unmusical, fucking ugly, hairy race of people. Trying to sing and dance.
Oh, I have another story from the Wailing Wall. So there's like a plaza in front of it, and
King's Plaza. Thank you.
So there are these stairs that go up like into the street or something, and I was sitting on the stairs eating, and this Orthodox couple come down the stairs, and they're holding a stroller with a child in it, and they put the stroller down, but it like tips over and it falls with a baby inside. Nice. And like the husband just stands there and does nothing, and the wife picked it up.
Of course.
Thank you for telling us Shlomo's origin story.
It's just like Doritos. You know, you drop one and they go, "We'll make more. Yeah. Don't worry."
She's already pregnant. It's fine.
Grindcore Luigi says, and Noah and Sid will both be atoning for what they do with her asshole. One goes in, one goes out.
Wait, what?
What is
you'll be line? Atoning for what goes in your asshole and sitting for what comes out of it.
Oh, I thought you meant we were both doing something to her asshole, which confused me.
Yeah.
I'll be atoning for what? All right.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess it's a lot of non-kosher food, so that makes sense.
Yeah, like how much bacon have all of us eaten?
Oh, I had the plate of it today.
Pounds.
Mm.
Yes,
and
let's
shrimp. Oh.
Let's not eat things because a fucking book, 5,000-year-old
yeah.
book, said that we shouldn't
yeah.
eat them. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, I think that's more for like health. Like, there's like health reasons.
But they're false.
Where's the Bible that says don't eat a Doritos Locos taco? Give me that.
Exactly.
What?
No. You want health reasons?
Those are delicious.
Meat and dairy.
You need to update that shit.
Oh yeah. There's you can have it without
what's,
the cheese.
But what's
cheese
not healthy about I can't eat a cheeseburger? Why is that? I mean, it's not good for your, you know, weight loss or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about ground, like a salad with like chicken and
cheese?
Is it
locally sourced?
That's
yeah.
healthy. Why can't I eat that?
No, you're right. I'm with you.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, fucking Rob.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tell Darren what to do.
Dickhead.
The fuck do you think you are?
Oh, cocksucker.
What? God.
You guys fighting?
I'm right here.
All right, let's wrap the show up.
All righty.
It's been a wonderful show. Thank you for joining us. We are going to definitely have someone calling in next week.
A big guest.
Yeah.
And that he's a little overweight. No, we're just kidding. Mm-hmm. But,
well, that too.
We hope you can join us. Until then, that's all, folks.
Did you play something?
No.